Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're tackling a topic that strikes fear into every heart: failure. Let's get into it. If you are joining us for the first time on Real Raw Relevant, you've caught us in the middle of the fight for mental freedom and intentional growth. Let's face it, we've all been taught to fear failure from when we were kids in childhood. A wrong answer on a test, a missed goal in a game, or a rejection letter from a dream job can feel like confirmation that we're not good enough. We wear our failures like scars, often hiding them, ashamed of the ways we didn't measure up. But what if we've had it all wrong? What if failure isn't a dead end, but failure is simply a doorway into a new direction? So this episode is about redefining our late relationship with failure, not as something that we want to avoid, but as something to embrace. No one's end game is to fail. However, no one's perfect. So sometimes this perfectly crafted idea and strategy that we have, we automatically feel that we're going to be successful with it, but that's not how life works. Sometimes you're going to fail. So you don't want to see that as a mark of shame, but as the soil where growth takes root. Failure, when you face it with honesty, courage, dignity, that can be one of the greatest teachers in your life. What's better than learning from falling flat on your face and getting up and analyzing it and coming up with some strategies to be the better you, to see yourself win? It reveals what we need to learn. It shows us who we really are, and it pushes us to become who we were meant to be. So, you know, just think about this. All of your favorite peoples, anyone that you know that's successful and they're amazing and they're doing well at it, they had to have strategies too. They didn't always, you know, succeed at everything that they did. And most importantly, you know, they had to discover as well that failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a part of it. So if you ever felt down, you know, like your mistakes defined you and you're your past and you're all of those past mistakes that you've made, if you've been stuck just after failure, not doing well, and afraid to try again, this episode is for you today. If you're ready to stop fearing failure and start learning from it, this is your invitation. You don't need to be perfect because no one is perfect. You just need to keep moving forward. Be certain and be courageous that you can do better. You can and you will do better from that shortcoming. Do better than your current circumstances. You're not defined by those things that went wrong unless you sit in those mistakes, unless you doubt yourself, unless your mentality keeps you limited to all of the things that you've been doing wrong. In order to turn failure into opportunity, the first thing is you must understand the difference between failing at something and being a failure. Those are two different things. For example, you can fail at completing a project. You can fail at making good grades, but that doesn't make you a failure. A failure is someone in life that's not trying, that's not being proactive, productive, that's not even applying themselves. So if you try something and you fail at it, try again. But pivot and try again with a different strategy and understand what you did to get those results. But a failure is someone who consistently does nothing. So they failed and they've done absolutely nothing to try to improve their circumstances to become better. So we have to teach our brain about our emotions and how we respond to failure, because failure is a part of success. Because in order for you to win, you have to know the things that aren't going to get you there. So if you failed and you've done a lot of things and you weren't successful, you use those as teachable moments on how can I do better? How can I get out of my own way? How can I have better self-talk to be the best version of myself? You have to get very honest with yourself. That's the difference between failing at something and being a failure. A failure has no accountability, no drive, no determination. And if you're trying and you're failing, that's different. Keep trying and come up with a different strategy, because you have to be, you know, strong against your inner critic. Sometimes we have to be our inner coach. It's all in your mindset. Do you have the fixed mindset or do you have a growth mindset? A fixed mindset is, I suck. I've tried so much. I failed. A growth mindset is saying, you know what? I didn't do well. I'm not where I want to be yet, but I know with the proper guidance, with the proper research, with the proper mentors, with the proper just knowledge and just strategies that you can face failure and get different results. So there's so many lessons in what you've gone through. And most importantly, it builds resilience, humility, and it makes you adaptable. You're able to pivot and learn from why you didn't get it right. You know, that's why easy success can be dangerous. I'm big on this. Sometimes I can try things and I call this the blind confidence. It goes well, but it comes so quick and that can be dangerous, and you can be so confident, so cocky, and feeling yourself when, you know, things get challenging. You don't know how to maneuver through that because easy success was so fast, right? So we have to be careful about that, how we're examining failure and also processing success. And you have to have that mentality to transform your failures into growth. It's all about how you analyze your setbacks, your failures, without being so harsh on yourself, without being your worst critic. You know, the self-blame. So you have to switch things up. Journaling, self-reflection techniques, and identify your blind spots. This is one thing that I love about my mom. She's always, all my life, she's always shown me, that's great, but here's your blind spot. So you have to know your patterns and also understand the blind spots, which are simply things that you're missing in your strategy and your craft. So maybe you were somewhat almost successful, you were almost close to being great, but you failed at it because it's something that you missed. So re-examine, what can you do better? What is something you potentially left out? And know that it's all about emotional recovery. Because I don't know about you, when I'm not succeeding at something, that can be emotionally draining. You know, you can be bummed out about that. So half of the battle is your emotional recovery. Like, I'm like, oh man, that wasn't my best, but I can't stay there emotionally. Have a moment, have your time to weep about it, talk about it, whatever you need to do, you know what. But let that be a day. Don't keep that mentality and move forward. I have great news for everyone listening in today. Failure is not the end of the road. It is the bend that points us in the new direction. Each misstep, each rejection, every disappointment we face is not a verdict on who we are, but a lesson on who we can become. When we shift our perspective from failure to actually embracing it, you're not a loser, we discover that The very moments we once dreaded are the ones that shape our resilience. They sharpen our wisdom, and we are so much better, and we are so much more equipped and capable to succeed. So the people who inspire us most, the innovators, the leaders, the artists, the parents, and our everyday dreamers, they are not the people who've never, you know, never failed in life, but those who chose to rise after they failed, after they were falling. So turn your scars into opportunities. So know that the people that you admire the most, their mistakes, you know, they had to turn them into strategies and their failures into stepping stones. And it's no different for you and I. You know, what separates them is not luck, but the willingness to grow. We look at some people and we say, oh, they're so lucky. It's not all about that. You too have this ability as well. So every failure in your past, it's really shaped you for the next opportunity. Every lesson you learned is proof that you are stronger, you are wiser, you are better, and you are more capable than you were before. The future is not shaped by the time you fail, but it's about how many times you were able to persevere, how resilient you were, how strong you were and courageous when you tried again. So step forward and be bold and choose to welcome failure as a teachable moment, not an enemy. And let it refine your character, fuel your determination, and just be your guide to growth. And know that success is not about avoiding mistakes. There's so many people, let me talk to the perfectionists, that try to do everything perfect. And because they didn't do it perfect 100%, they consider that as a form of failure because they're so hard on themselves. So just know that if you are a perfectionist, tone it down a notch. Avoiding mistakes is impossible, so it's about using them to build a stronger, brighter version of yourself. So know that failure, it's really not the opposite of success. It's a part of the journey. You have them together, and when you embrace it, you will find that every ending is simply the beginning of something greater, something better. So know that you got this, and keep being resilient. Keep pressing through no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what your situation is. Like, I know you, some people, if you're having it hard and it's rough for you, you may be like, Alicia, you don't know my story. But know that there are so many people that have struggled through their failures, their setbacks. You know, they weren't the best, but they had to learn. They had to make up their mind and tell themselves that they were going to do better, that they were going to be better. And that level of accountability is really how you're able to turn those failures into opportunities and stepping stones when you tell yourself, oh no, this is not me. I can do better than that. I can and I will. And here are the steps that I'm going to take this time around to do it better, to be better. That's where it's really at. So to all my listeners, please remember that failure itself isn't the problem. The problem is the meaning that we assign to failure, how we internalize failure and translate it into our core beliefs about ourselves. You know, we have to understand the mindset. It's so simple, but it could be powerful when you think of things like, oh, I failed the test, therefore I'm stupid. No, that's not how it works. You know, the business collapsed, it didn't succeed, therefore I'm a fraud. The relationship ended, therefore I'm unlovable. That is so not true. You are more than those situations. So you have to re-identify how you're labeling failure in that outcome so you could stop seeing that lesson and start living, you know, a new direction from that failure and just use it as data, like to analyze it, how you're framing that failure. You know, it's a part of the process. So you have to really internalize what are the things that you're telling yourself and how you can overcome that failure and how you can be resilient. You know, resilience is all about, you know, the ability to take the punch, analyze what went wrong, and adjust your stance for the next round. You can't stop falling, but you can learn how to fall forward, you know, and how to get up faster and smarter and be more creative. I love boxing. So those are some strategies that I think about, you know, how to do better, how to win the war, how to do things better. So know that, just take a step back and understand that nothing is perfect, and the feel of failure, that can keep us from even starting again. So know that you are more than those mistakes, and get up, get back up, try again, get out of your head, stop the negative self-talk and start with positive affirmations. Tell yourself that you are incredible, you are capable of great things, and remind yourself all of your greatest accomplishments. Remind yourself of the challenges that you overcame and how you're so much better. If you did it then, you can do it now. So always remember that. If there's one truth that carries through every story, every lesson, and every struggle we face, it is this: that failure is our greatest teacher. No classroom, no textbook, and no success can offer us the same depth of wisdom that failure does. So it takes away all of those illusions, and it really kind of humbles our ego and leave us with, you know, that raw material, that grit of growth, resilience, courage, clarity. When we fall flat and we fail and we come up short, we learn what truly matters. We discover which paths are not ours to walk. Go in the other direction. Which habits must be broken and which strengths are like lying dormant within us. So failure actually forces us to look deeper, to dig deep down inside, and to ask questions we might have never asked or avoided, and also to develop grit that can really help us be successful, that we couldn't have built without failing. So it is actually, you know, learning how to balance when you fall and how to rise back up. So you have to think of those moments in your life where you grew the most. Were they from comfort or from challenge? So chances are your greatest periods of what you needed to do to grow, it deals with things like disappointment, rejection, or loss, losing something. You know, it's through those seasons in life, it's through our pain where we learn our greatest lessons that shape us for who we are today. And it's an opportunity to rise up, to be better, to be greater, and they will continue to guide us all, you know, for a better tomorrow. So failure, you know, we really have to re-examine how we look at it. It does not diminish us. It defines us by showing us that things go wrong and we're able to analyze what went wrong. And that gives us the power to begin and do it with a different strategy and pivot. Every time we fail, we are given a new invitation, and it's an initiative to grow, to become wiser, to become stronger, better, compassionate, the best version of you. So let's change our lenses on how we're actually looking at failure. It's not our enemy, and we really need to embrace what we've learned from that mistake as a mentor, as a coach, as a reminder of we're capable of doing so much more, and it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the story. It's a lesson for us all to learn, to continue on that journey, to pivot, to get better, and know that, you know, all of your favorite people, a lot of successful people in the world, they have failure too, but it was the greatest moments were learning from those failures and becoming wiser. So that is the greatest initiative to grow. Use your failure as an opportunity for growth. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you are not defined by the dirt you fall into, but by the plant you decide to grow from it. Keep fighting the war to win. and keep growing through it. And if you need any additional resources, my book, There's a Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. Be sure to get your copy. You won't regret it. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcasts.